Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
The entire team deeply fell in love with these children. They're very, very precious kids that have lost their homes and their families and are so, so deeply in need of, most of all, God's love and His compassion and just a very nurturing setting.
We were hoping to help Haitian children who may be the victims of the slave trade, to help rescue them out of that scenario and to give them some hope and a future.
In any kind of circumstance, nobody can just walk into any country, pick up some babies and walk out with them and not think that this is a correct thing to do.
That's Laura Sibley. She's a New Life Christian Refuge representative, also the Reverend Drew Hamm of Central Valley Church, and a spokesman for UNICEF, Mr. Kent Page, all commenting on what happened this last week in Haiti when a group of Baptist missionaries seeking to help some orphans and other children, it's not clear whether or not all of them were orphans, put them on a bus and decided to take them out of Haiti to the nearest safe place they could think of, the Dominican Republic, right across the border. They were stopped at the border, they were arrested, and they are awaiting a hearing, perhaps even for trafficking in children or at least for bringing children out of Haiti and across the border or attempting to illegally. Now, who's at fault here, the Baptist missionaries or the Haitian officials? What would you do if you were faced with this dilemma on the street in Haiti, children all around you, some of them orphans, all of them in great need? We're talking about children as young as 2 months old. You know what happens to children in Haiti if they are not protected by parents or other agencies. Often they are sold into the, well, to put it rather bluntly, into the sex slave business internationally. You have to do something. What would you do? I want your answers to these questions live this Monday afternoon, February the 1st. It's Audio Open Lines. Our email address right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our phone number, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943, or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Let's get more on this story, and I want you to think about it. What would you do with the children in Haiti? Let's get more on this story of the Baptist missionaries who have been detained in Haiti for attempting to take Haitian orphans out of the country from National Public Radio.
Some Americans who say they tried to help in Haiti face a hearing. They were arrested over the weekend. The Americans allegedly tried to take more than 30 children out of the country. NPR's Mendley Del Barco reports from Port-au-Prince.
With so many children left homeless in Haiti after the earthquake, one group of Baptist missionaries from the U.S. say they wanted to rescue those who were abandoned and traumatized. From a charity based in Idaho called the New Life Children's Refuge, they came here to Port-au-Prince. The group's leader, Laura Silsby, says at an orphanage that had collapsed in the earthquake, they found 33 children ranging from 2 months to 12 years old.
The entire team deeply fell in love with these children. They're very, very precious kids that have lost their homes and their families and are so, so deeply in need of, most of all, God's love and His compassion and just a very nurturing setting.
All right, I want to know, we'll hear more from National Public Radio on the other side of the break, but I want to know what you would do. There are volunteers down there from all over the United States, many of them associated with Christian congregations or agencies. If you're there on the street of Haiti and the children come up to you, help us. Take us away from this dangerous place. You know what it's like for children there, and the earthquake has only made it worse. Some of these children are orphans. Others, it's impossible to know. You can't ask a two-month-old baby whether or not his or her parents are dead, what would you do? You have a bus, you have an orphanage waiting in the Dominican Republic that can take these children. Would you have done the same thing as these Baptist missionaries? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. It's Audio Open Lines live this Monday afternoon, the 1st of February. You're listening to Issues Etc., your answer to those questions. Who is at fault, the missionaries or the Haitian officials? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org.
These days, value affords me a new attitude. It lets me appreciate that I can start my day with more than a $6 cup of coffee, and that I officially have permission to skip dinner out to spend time talking with my family over casserole in. Concordia Publishing House offers Christian products that help me focus on what matters most. Visit any of the 3 Concordia bookstores downtown, in Kirkwood, and on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, or shop online at cph.org and find out what a new value attitude looks like in your life.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When there can be no compromise.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Politicians often speak of the need for moderation and compromise. These two things are not bad in and of themselves, but how often are they really possible or even a good idea? Where, for example, can we find common ground between someone who sees abortion as a woman's right to choose and someone who believes that a baby has a right to life? Some things are mutually exclusive. During the 9 months of pregnancy, either the mother has first rights or the child does. When it comes to the most fundamental questions, moderation is not the answer.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Audio Open Lines for the remainder of this hour on this Monday afternoon, February the 1st. The question I've had for you, you've heard the story about the Baptist missionaries who were detained at the Haitian border between Haiti and the Dominican Republic. They were trying to drive a busload of children out of Haiti after the earthquake. It's not clear whether they were attempting to begin some sort of process, making these children available for adoption because they believed all of them to be orphans, or whether or not it was simply evacuating them from a dangerous situation. My question for you is, what would you do if you were in their place? Is the Haitian government at fault here, or the Baptist missionaries? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Let's go first to Linda listening in her car. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What would you do, Linda?
Well, I was just concerned about that because I heard that some of the children weren't orphans and some of them, their parents were still living.
That is concerning.
Yes, and I know they were trying to help, but still, if those parents were still living and they were searching for their children, that was a double tragedy, that the children was going to be taken away.
Linda, let's say for the sake of argument, and I think from the news reports I have heard, The Baptist missionaries in this case believe that the children were all either orphans before or orphaned by the earthquake. Let's say you were faced with that on the streets of Haiti. What would you do with these kids?
Well, I would try to help them right there. I've seen other organizations go in and help the children right there and provide food and shelter and and water until they could maybe speak to the authorities. But, you know, it's a lot of groups over there that's helping the children right there instead of transporting them, you know, without papers or anything. I think I would have waited.
Well, thank you very much, Linda, and thanks for your phone call. What about the rest of you? What would you do? It's unclear whether or not the missionaries wanted to bring the children back to the United States, whether they simply wanted to get them to the Dominican Republic, where there is relative safety compared to Haiti, or whether they knew they were all orphans or not. But what would you do with children? You're faced with this dilemma. Here are children with no one helping them. Children in this society, especially after an earthquake, are probably not going to be everybody's first priority, sad to say. What would you do? I want to hear from you. It's open lines. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's Emily in Belmont, California. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
This is an interesting topic for me because ever since the earthquake happened, I really thought, oh my gosh, I just thought about all these children with either separated from their parents or whose parents had been killed. And then when I read an article in the paper talking about just what you had said about children getting picked up as and turned into the world sex trade prostitution stuff, and I just got all teary-eyed inside and thought, oh my goodness, how can you help these children? And I want to say we should follow what the government has set up, the Haitian government has set up to do, and follow their rules and their protocol. But I think it's obvious for anyone to see that the Haitian government is completely overwhelmed. And who wouldn't blame them for being completely overwhelmed? There's no infrastructure in their country. There's no records for these kids. So you've got this one side where, yes, we should follow the government. We should be trying to do what it says to do. We should be trying to work with the government. But at the same time, you've got all these kids who are at such a peril of falling through the cracks. And if not even the whole sex trade thing, they're in peril of just dying and not being... And there's so much good that a person could do, and it's a really tough dilemma, especially for people who are actually there or who have ability to get onto a plane or have connections. They could actually be there physically and help out in some way. It's a really tough question.
Emily, thank you very much. I think she's very nicely highlighted the dilemma here. The dilemma is children in direct danger. They're in some indirect danger of what may happen to them if they go unattended, of course. You want to do everything you can do, but you also, as a Christian, are compelled to obey the government wherever you find that government is. And the government says you can't take them out without certain procedures and paperwork. You got to do that as well. So what would you do? While you're thinking about it, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's more on this story from National Public Radio.
Silsby says on Friday they took the kids on a bus and headed to the Dominican Republic for a brand new orphanage the church had built. But at the border, police stopped them, says Haitian Communications Minister Marie-Laurence Jocelyn Lasegue.
The police of the frontier, they saw a bus with a lot of children. And when they stopped the bus, they asked where are the papers, documents of the children.
Aides to Haiti's Special Police Brigade for the Protection of Minors said the group did not follow the proper procedures needed for adoptions or evacuations. But Silsby says the group didn't think there would be a problem.
So our understanding was that we were told by a number of people, including Dominican authorities, that we would be able to bring the children across. So that's the mistake, obviously, we made, is we did not understand that there was additional paperwork required.
All right, so what do you do? You're a border guard. You see a bus full of kids, some of them little babies, someone as old as 18, coming for the border. You don't know these are Baptist missionaries. These may well be unscrupulous foreigners who've come in to plunder these children after the earthquake, unattended, and take them off and sell them as sex slaves. And that is a real possibility. And there are people that are doing this very kind of thing. So you have to prevent these children from being taken out of the country. What would you do if you're one of the border guards there? They say, we're Baptist missionaries. There's an orphanage out there. We want these kids to be safe and out of the Haitian disaster. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. It kind of highlights, doesn't it, the fact that in this fallen world, even the best of intentions can end up with results that no one intends. You've got well-intended border guards who say you can't take these kids out of the country. You may be selling them off as slaves. The missionaries are saying we have to get them out of this country and into an orphanage where we can care for them. How would you decide? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org.
The Americans, including an 18-year-old girl, were brought to the judicial police station and have been held there ever since. Haiti's prime minister says they're being investigated for illegally trafficking children, though they have not been yet charged with the crime. Church leaders affiliated with the missionaries say they only had the best intentions. Drew Hamm is pastor of the Central Valley Church in Idaho.
We were hoping to help Haitian children who may be the victims of the slave trade, to help rescue them out of that scenario and to give them some hope and a future.
But the group's religious proselytizing is looked upon suspiciously by some here in Haiti. The head of Haiti's Voodoo Priest Association reportedly said the plan to give each child a new Christian life was offensive. And last week, fears that children could be sold or exploited have prompted the Haitian government to put new restrictions on international adoptions. The prime minister is required to personally authorize any children leaving the country. UNICEF spokesman Kent Page says every effort should be made to reunite Haitian children with their parents or relatives. He says those parents may still be alive.
In any kind of circumstance, nobody can just walk into any country, pick up some babies and walk out with them and not think that this is a correct thing to do. Because there can be people who do have good intentions, albeit naive in the execution. But there are also people who do not have good intentions. They are evil people. They are professional criminals. It's organized crime. And the situation here is ripe for them to exploit children and traffic them for the child sex trade, domestic servitude, or for illegal adoption.
The children were taken to an orphanage in Haiti with the hopes that they would reunite them with their families, and the Americans are expected to get a hearing today. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
So do you think these Baptist missionaries, no one's questioning their intentions. Intentions are all good. I think everyone around there recognizes this. Did these Baptist missionaries act inappropriately? We're just going to get these kids out of the country, put them on a bus, and take them to the Dominican Republic where a brand new orphanage is waiting for them. Or did the Haitian officials act inappropriately? 1-877-623-6943. What would you do given that situation? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines on this Monday afternoon, February the 1st. You can also Twitter us at issuesETC. We don't face this kind of thing in the United States, at least not 99% of us. Even after the worst disaster, even when children are left homeless after a natural disaster here in this country, we don't have to worry about someone sweeping in and taking the kids off to some sort of slave trade. But of course, we have an infrastructure far more robust than some place like Haiti. No police, no one helping, chaos in the streets, children unattended, and you're there to help. What would you do? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Honestly, I don't know what I would do. The impulse to help is balanced by the needs of the situation and the laws that you have to operate under. Now, Christians sometimes bend the law to help those in need. They don't do so whimsically. They don't do so without seriously considering the consequences and accepting the consequences. But what would you do? Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll be talking to Dr. Arthur Just about the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc. When we come back, 10 more minutes in today's program. I'm Todd Wilkin.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. Issuesetc.org. Stay connected. Issuesetc.org.
Think big screens belong in the movie theater, not at church? Think garage bands should stay in the garage, not be jamming in front of the altar? Hey, we do too. Come join us at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, for services that are reverent and relevant, vibrant and traditional. Divine service on Saturday at 6 p.m., on Sunday morning at 7:45 and 10, with Sunday school and Bible class in between at 9. Join us. Not a big screen or garage band in sight. Promise.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
The intent of our group in being down there is exactly the opposite of the kind of things that are being reported. We were not trying to traffic children. We were simply trying to minister to a desperate situation there in that country, and we had a facility that could be used to do that temporarily. So we went down there with the very best of intentions, and it's very unfortunate the way things have turned out.
That's Pastor Clint Henry of Central Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. He's explaining what exactly this team of missionaries down in Haiti were trying to do when they brought a busload of children, as young as 2 months, as old as 18, to the border between Haiti and the Dominican Republic, seeking to take them to a new orphanage. There are a lot of unanswered questions here, but one question I have for you that I'd like your answer to is, what would you do given the same situation there on the streets of Haiti? We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, February the 1st. Our phone number, your answer to those questions. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us with your answer to those questions. What would you do? Do you think that the Haitian border guards acted inappropriately, or did these Baptist missionaries, should they have thought about it a little bit more before getting themselves in, well, a little bit of trouble, at least under the scrutiny of the Haitian government, and said, okay, there's a more orderly way to go about this? I want to hear from you. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Well, CBS News recently interviewed Pastor Clint Henry of Central Valley Baptist Church in Idaho. Let's find out more of what he had to say.
Pastor Clint Henry joins us now from Meridian, Idaho. Good morning, Pastor Clint.
Good morning, Maggie.
We heard you say that this is all just a big misunderstanding. How do your church members intend to prove that?
Well, we just will be telling the story as they're able to do that. Our the people from our church went down there to respond to a crisis. While they've been in the country, they were working with a local pastor to try and help an orphanage that needed our assistance. And we were simply trying to be able to bring children to a safe place where they could be taken care of.
There have been reports that some of the children that were being taken were saying they have parents. They're not orphans. Was someone from the orphanage guiding your parishioners so that they wouldn't make a mistake like that?
That's correct. That's the way I understand it.
Mm-hmm. So why were they taking children who have parents?
I have no knowledge of them even knowing anything like that. Our understanding as we were there in the country is that we were working with an orphanage that needed our assistance.
Did they have all the proper documentation?
I know that when I spoke with them just a couple of times during the week, they were working on having all of that. My last communication personally with them was on Friday night when they were at the border. And at that point, as I had been talking with them, they were told they just needed one more document. And I had expected that one of the members of our team would be going back to get that. And then the very next piece of information that I received is that they had all been arrested. So there are some hours in between my communication with them and then when they were detained that I don't know what happened during that time.
All right, that's a little bit of the interview from CBS News with Pastor Clint Henry of Central Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. A big misunderstanding, perhaps not given the best guidance by the Haitians there who or the Dominicans who ran an orphanage. Let's just take him to our orphanage, it sounds like. Maybe it is a big misunderstanding. It does not truly answer the question, what would you do in this situation? There are emergencies that call for a moral solution. You can't wait a week. You can't stop and wait a couple days. You can't consult with this person and that person. People in need, and they need help. And the best of intentions sometimes have less than desired results. It kind of goes to show that helping people, even out of genuine Christian love, is not so clean cut, so easy. We talk about Christians getting their hands dirty, Christians finding themselves in situations where it's a no-win and someone's going to be mad, something's going to go wrong, even when you're trying to help someone else. Here's some more of the interview with Pastor Clint Henry from CBS News.
What do you hope that people will learn from this experience?
Well, what I'm hoping that people are going to learn is that the intent of our group in being down there is exactly the opposite of the kind of things that are being reported. We were not trying to traffic children. We were simply trying to minister to a desperate situation there in that country, and we had a facility that could be used to do that temporarily. So we went down there with the very best of intentions, and it's very unfortunate the way things have turned out.
Pastor Clint Henry, thank you, Pastor.
The best of intentions. Okay, then. You find yourself on the streets of Haiti. You don't know who the children are, but they need your help. There's no one you can call. There's no governor you can call. There's no police you can call. You are the person right there to help them. You help in every way you can, but you realize that the outcome is not guaranteed.